Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, would you please be upstanding? It's the first time we've been able to speak with Dr. Ross Walker this year. We're back again for another year. I was just saying when we were promoting that Ross Walker was coming on again this year, I've forgotten how many years you and I have been doing this together, Ross.
Oh, mate, I think it's probably at least five and possibly longer. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I know you had a great. I know you had a great break.
Yep.
Nice and relaxing, which is good.
I was pretty good. No, I was back at work a couple of weeks ago, but I always take a month off the media just to recharge the battery. So back into it in full swing now.
How many bottles of Pinot would you have drunk over your break?
I can tell you that I had one, because one of my best mates owns the Yabby Lake Winery in down in Mornington Peninsula, right. And they make a beautiful Pinot. It's the only decent Pinot I've ever drunk.
There you go. We've actually had...
I didn't have the whole bottle, by the way.
We've actually had the words beautiful and Pinot, and I've drunk, come out of the mouth of Dr. Ross Walker this afternoon.
Yeah, but there was an exception, I can tell you. the Yabby Lake Pinot... It's just a beautiful Pinot Noir, but the rest are rubbish.
All right, I got a couple of questions for you, which I haven't sent you, but you're very
That's
good.
Right.
You're good on the spot. Here we go. Love your segment with Dr. Ross. If you have time, when speaking to Dr. Walker, could you please ask him if there is any time prediction on when Novavax will be available as the third vaccination, A, and for children, B, and that one comes from Claire.
Yeah, Claire, I don't think anyone knows. Targi are just saying at the moment that it's really for the vaccine-hesitant people who've been hanging out for Novavax. So those of us who've been very diligent in getting our vaccines can't at the moment get Novavax as a booster. The only choices we have are Moderna or Pfizer. A study came out yesterday showing that Moderna was a superior vaccine to Pfizer in terms of its efficacy against Omicron. So I had the Moderna just after Christmas, bit of a pain in my arm for a day. Other than that, no problems at all. Pfizer's still an effective vaccine. I'm still seeing a small number of people who are getting a subacute myocarditis with Pfizer. But again, almost everyone recovers from these things without any issues, whereas with COVID, people who are getting COVID are still getting very ill and often having brain fog 12 months later, shortness of breath, cough 12 months later. COVID is an illness no one wants to get, so if you can avoid it, you avoid it. But even then, in most people who get COVID, you'll just get a cold. So when will it be available for children? No idea, and I don't think anyone has any idea what Otago is going to do next. But again, at the moment, you've only got Moderna or Pfizer as boosters.
Well, we ordered 51 million. If we were to vaccinate the 5% left of unvaccinated people, I think that's 2 million doses required. Let's double it and say 4. What are they going to do with the extra 40-odd million doses of Novavax that they've got?
I think they'll then use it as a booster. The point is, many of us have had the third injection. In Israel now, they've handed out the fourth injection because, unfortunately, although the RNA vaccines are very effective initially, their effectiveness seems to drop off after about 6 months. And it just depends on how long COVID goes for. This could be the last strain we see. And in a few months' time, hopefully you and I could have a half an hour chat where we don't mention COVID. But no one knows. It doesn't matter how expert you are. The most expert virologist or epidemiologist in the world cannot tell anybody, because no one knows, whether we're still going to be stuck with COVID in 6 months' time. We may be or we may not be. I don't know.
Could you ask Dr. Ross, this is from Bernie, why AstraZeneca is not being administered now, and is there a chance you could contract the virus and never know you had it?
Of course. Now, to answer that one first, of course there's a chance. Many people get it and they're asymptomatic, and especially if you've been vaccinated, you might get a subclinical dose of the virus, never know you had it, and that's the end of it. You could still then pass it on typically to an unvaccinated person. It's highly unusual for vaccinated people to give other vaccinated people COVID, unless, of course, I keep saying, the very old, the very sick, or the very fat. So yes, it is possible to have an asymptomatic version. Now, why they stopped AstraZeneca, I think it was just foolish media hype and this paranoia about clotting that made everyone go anti-AstraZeneca. And I still think, and I'm still saying, and I'll keep saying it, that of all the vaccines, AstraZeneca is the superior one, except for maybe Novavax. But we don't know yet because we haven't seen a huge rollout of Novavax around the world, whereas we have seen millions and millions of doses of AstraZeneca, millions and millions of doses of Pfizer, Moderna, J&J administered, and Sinovac, so that's probably been the most used vaccine because well over a billion people in China have been given the Sinovac vaccine. And what we've seen from all of this, in my view, is that AstraZeneca gives you the best coverage in the long term.
If you're over the age of 60 and you've had two doses of AstraZeneca, should you have your booster as AstraZeneca? Can you get it?
No, you can't.
Right.
That's the issue. They've stopped giving it as a booster.
As a booster, right.
So it's really government regulations now. You either have Pfizer or Moderna, and personally I'd prefer Moderna.
Okay. All right. We've got a couple of other questions, but they're lengthy, so I'll send them to you and we can cover them next week, all right?
Sure.
There is a new strain, BA.2. This is a new Omicron strain that they have found.
Yeah, well, you see, we've gone from now calling the different strains of COVID after Greek letters to bananas in pyjamas. So we've got B1 and now B2 and B3 and there's all these. So this is what's happening with this BA.2, which is they call it the stealth Omicron. And it's really the most recent cases of this new variant have been found in India, Denmark and Sweden, but not so much in other places around the world. But the point is, it just seems like this is a bit of a variation on the theme of Omicron. It doesn't seem that much worse. It might be a little bit more contagious. So again, it's just a version of Omicron and it might just drift off to nothing. Let's wait and see.
It's one of those wait and see games though, isn't it, really?
All of this is wait and see because what's happening to us now, you think about the last couple of years, completely unprecedented in our lifetime. But think about the Spanish flu that started in 1918. It killed somewhere between, because we don't have the same, population surveillance that we have now, killed somewhere between 50 to 100 million people, hung around for 2 years, a bit like this has hung around for 2 years, but much more lethal. 50 to 100 million people out of the world population at the time, which I think was around 1 or 2 billion, whereas now we've had about, I think, 6 to 7 million deaths in 2 years from coronavirus in a population of close to 8 billion. So it's nowhere near as lethal as that, but we just don't know what's going to happen with it.
I see that adverse effects in reference to the vaccines, placebo effect, the placebo effect, accounts for more than two-thirds of COVID-19 vaccine adverse events. In other words, people actually haven't had a COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, this is what we call the nocebo response. So a placebo response is where you take a pill that's an inert pill, like a sugar pill, but you're told it's something strong and you think it's going to work so it actually benefits you. There's about a 40% placebo response with all pills. So, for example, if you like your doctor, if you have confidence in your doctor and they prescribe you a medication, part of the benefits you get from that medication is your belief in the doctor.
True.
That's the placebo response.
Right.
But equally, if many people take, say, for example, statin drugs to lower their cholesterol and get dreadful aches and pains because they believe the statin drugs will give them dreadful aches and pains. Now, again, I believe they do that in probably up to about 20% of people, but a lot of those people are just getting the nocebo response. They think it's going to cause them harm, so it does. So they did a big meta-analysis of 12 randomized controlled trials of people who were in vaccine trials, not people who are being vaccinated after the trials. Because in a vaccine trial, you've got to have a placebo group to see that the vaccine's going to work. And they found when they analysed all of this that, as you say, two-thirds of the adverse events to the vaccination were actually nocebo events. So because a lot of people who were given the placebo vaccine had exactly the same symptoms as people who were given the vaccine. So human beings are a very suggestible lot. And so if you say to them, this could cause you harm, it may cause you harm. And that's exactly what this trial has shown.
It's all in the mind.
Well, a lot of it's in the power of the mind, and the human brain is incredibly powerful into making you believe something. It's a bit like people who are anti-vaxxers. they actually believe the nonsense they read on Facebook. And it is scientific claptrap. But there'll be people listening now who'll be on their emails sending you and me filthy emails about how dreadful we are because we're supporting vaccination. Because they still, these people have this non-science belief that these things are bad for you. Right. And of all the treatments we have in medicine, vaccinations are the safest.
Today there was, in the death statistics today in New South Wales, there was one person who died that had been triple vaccinated. And I've already got the emails from people, the anti-vaxxers, already, because we talked about this earlier. And I've already got the emails from the anti-vaxxers saying, well, there you go, there's proof the vaccines don't work. See?
No, that just shows you how stupid and unscientific people can be. There is no treatment in medicine that's 100% effective, and we don't know the other health issues of that person who was triple vaccinated. They could have been very old, very sick, or very fat. People don't tell you that a lot of the younger people who are dying from COVID are well over 150 kilos in weight. They don't tell you that. They just say, oh, this person didn't have any comorbid conditions. Yes, they did. They were morbidly obese.
Yeah.
And so it really irritates me when people look at what is an anecdote. It's an anecdote that one person who was triple vaccinated died of COVID despite being vaccinated. That's an anecdote. You've got to look at the clinical trials. So people come in and say to me, Doctor, I've done my research, which is mean they looked at damn Facebook. And I go, have you read the New England Journal of Medicine? Oh, no, but I've done my research. No, they haven't. They've read Facebook. Facebook is not research. It is just gossip, and it's bad gossip.
We thought there may be the possibility of a COVID-flu booster vaccine available in 2022. Moderna have come out and said possibly 2023.
Well, more than just COVID and flu, there's another thing called respiratory syncytial virus, which is another very common cause of a chest infection. So what Moderna are doing, using the RNA technology, and I'm sure the anti-vaxxers will love this one, they're combining COVID, influenza, and RSV, so you get it all in one shot. So instead of having to go and have your shot for this, shot for that, and shot for that, you can just get it all in one go.
Which would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Because today they're talking about when they need to have a fourth dose of vaccine, which you mentioned earlier from tests, I suppose, they've done in, or trials they've done in Israel.
Yeah, because unfortunately, the antibody levels are dropping after a few months. But interestingly, the T cell levels, which are the memory cells in the body, are still very active. So, but we're still seeing people who've been fully vaccinated still getting COVID because the variants are changing. So again, with Omicron is much more sensitive to a booster dose of Moderna or Pfizer, whereas the evidence shows that, say, for example, AstraZeneca is not so good against protecting against Omicron, but it was probably better detecting against Delta.
We're talking to Dr. Ross Walker this Tuesday afternoon. We have to take a break. We'll continue our conversation next.